Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
This is a single-family home.
Okay, single-family. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And please tell me, what year was your home built?
1987.
87, okay, thank you. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or no upgrades made?
Yes, those. It's had flooring, roofing. It's had several upgrades.
Okay, and structurals also, right?
I'm sorry?
Structural upgrades also?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
45.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane until Category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which one of those?
All of them probably in those years. Most recently, I guess Hurricane Ian, Category 5.
You said Hurricane Ian?
Yes.
Do you remember the year?
22.
Okay, let's see. And do you remember the name of, or the year of the storm, the tropical storm?
22, I think, yes.
22. And for the other hurricanes?
Many, but I can't possibly tell you all of them in all of their years. Irma, Charlie, Wilma, Andrew.
Okay, got it. Let's see. But, and you don't remember the category, right?
I don't remember the exact category on each of them and their years or anything like that now.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for that. And in this case, let's see. Okay, thank you so much for waiting. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Extremely vulnerable. We're on the water. We had 12 feet of water with Hurricane Ian.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for answering. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I would secure everything that could be secured and pick up all the loose things and put my hurricane shutters on.
Okay, the shutters and, okay. You wouldn't evacuate, right?
It would depend, I guess, on the storm and the prediction.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, then hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. When your home is already prepared and it could be secured within a few hours or other?
I live on the water. I'm always prepared. At the earliest, I guess, whatever, of a watch.
Okay, so your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours. That one?
Sure, yes.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information.
Probably like, the local news, the Weather Channel.
Okay, and we have also here some options, internet sources, radio, TV, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp.
Internet, I mean, most of those you would start to listen to, but I guess the ones I would look to would be local news and internet.
Okay, and the last one? You can select three. You have two right now.
Is Weather Channel separate or?
No, it is into the newspaper and print media. You can select the radio, TV, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp.
Radio.
Radio. Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
5, thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Well, all of them have affected all of our hurricane preparedness. But I've done all of them, I guess, so, and I'm still prepared.
Okay, so all of these factors have impacted your ability to prepare?
Yeah.
Okay, just let me see. Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
It would be both of them or?
Both, yes, probably. I mean, the evacuation is very specific to a storm, but yes, probably both.
Okay, thank you. And what is the letter designation for flood zone?
AE.
A. Okay, thank you. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If it was a Category 3 or stronger, I would consider evacuating.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, to another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
Probably another location within the state.
Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
3.
Okay, and what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm not sure. Probably like $2,500.
$2,500. Okay, thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $25,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Yes, I can.
You're very certain or probably?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased, remained the same, or increased somewhat over 10%?
It's increased significantly.
Significantly, over 10%. Okay.
Yes.
And in the last 1 to 3 years?
Yes.
The same?
Yes.
Okay, and the last 3 to 5 years, it remained the same, increased or decreased?
Probably about the same.
The same. And in the last one is between 5 to 10 years? The last one?
I have no idea what my insurance was doing 5 to 10 years ago. Let's say it was the same, 5 to 10. Are we talking about a period of 5 to 10 years ago or between 10 years ago and now? because that's, they're two totally different things. It's increased significantly in the last 2 years, which I, if it means, am I comparing it to 10 years ago, then all of those answers would be significantly. But if it means only 5 to 10 years ago, what was it doing? I don't know.
Okay, got it. So do I leave it as remain the same or?
Sure. Leave it that way. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Right now,
sorry,
we have,
I'm not trying to be difficult. I design a lot of surveys. This is just a very poorly designed survey.
Oh, okay. Yes, I understand. I'm sorry about that. I know it's been a long time.
I know. I understand.
But right now we have completed more than a half, and I'm going to try to be quicker.
It's not the speed. It's the it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change the insurance provider, increase the amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? You continue paying for a higher rate?
I just continue to pay for it.
Okay, thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
100%.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance cost and homeownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or I wouldn't move from my home?
Moving to another state.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel the homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Possibly.
Okay, so we have the option.
Yes, I would consider it.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
State government.
Okay, and on a scale of 1 to 5, where is the 5 the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
1.
And that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
No.
Sorry, between 1 to 5?
1.
Okay, and that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
2.
And that new developments take into account flood risk?
1.
And the last one, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
Okay, thank you. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Okay, so it'll be it's happening and you will be affected, that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part
yes.
of...
Yeah, my house is currently for sale, yes.
Okay, in the private market, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In the government, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
I guess property taxes.
Thank you. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned?
Extremely concerned.
Okay, thank you. We are almost done. I know it's been a long. Thank you so much for your patience. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, lot zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Proximity to family.
Okay, you can select three.
Neighborhood, I guess, or location, whatever was something.
Okay, neighborhood.
Really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So neighborhood, proximity to other family, and the last one?
I don't know. That was my reason, was family.
We have schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to job.
Job. Just say proximity to job.
Okay, thank you so much. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
For 30 more days.
Okay, so that would be less than 1 year.
I'm serious. We're under contract, so we're currently selling this house.
Okay, so in this case, it'll be less than 1 year. Okay,
yes.
And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
57.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And are under 20 years old?
No, 0.
Okay, and are 65 or older?
0.
0, okay. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay, bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian and Native American.
Okay, in this case, we only can select one. So we have Caucasian and Native American.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household?
Are there ranges to select from? Are there ranges to select from?
Yeah, we have here under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000 or over $100,000. Those are the ranges.
75 to 100.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. These were all the questions I have, and thank you very much for your time and for your opinions, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.